Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortine. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. What do I mean by that? I mean we do active money management. We provide income planning, tax planning. We have an attorney that does estate planning. It's all about being complete. I'm going to get into a number of these topics today. Of course, I'm limited to an hour, but you know what? This is why we provide a lot of resources for you. We have a class coming up, The New Reality in Retirement. We've started our 2025 class schedule. You can go to alphawealthgroup.com and register for those classes. Get into a lot of topics, and we get a lot of great feedback. So if you want to register, you can do that. We've got our library, again, off of our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and I'm going to offer some information today. If you want to give us a call, you can always call us at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Okay, today, well, first of all, we are in the tax season. I'm sorry. Don't get mad. Don't shoot the messenger. But the good news is we're going to talk about some ideas to get to tax-free. There's a lot of things we can do. I always ask the question, you know, is this something you do every April with the help of your CPA, or do you look at the road ahead and not in the rearview mirror? It's pretty important. I'm going to give you specific examples. We are going to dig in. We may talk a little bit about the market today. I also want to talk about other ideas that relate to, you know, your retirement, not outliving your income, all of these aspects of your planning. So let's just start. I want to jump right into some of these tax things. As I said, I always pose the question, are you someone that just looks at your taxes every April? You really don't look at ideas. Well, I'll just give you a couple quick ones, and we're going to move on. You're starting to get these, what we call 1099s. I like to call them the I'm telling on you form, right? You get it from the banks. You get it from your brokerage accounts. Money that you have to take, you declare, you put it on your tax return, and you pay taxes. We're also getting our W-2s. We're filling out our taxes, or we're just putting them in a box and handing it to somebody to do it. So we want to figure out ways to try to minimize tax. I'm going to make a differentiation between tax preparation and tax planning. You know, I'm a fan of the quote by Arthur Godfrey, who said, I'm happy to be paying taxes, or I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States of America, but I could be just as proud for half as much. So why don't we try to get you there? Let me give you a couple quick examples. Right out of the gates, you hear me talk about this a lot, but this is something we do, I think, as a firm when we say different by design. We're in this unique window here. What I mean by that is you have until April 15th, and you want to do it earlier than that. In fact, I've done it this week with at least two or three different individuals or couples that have come into my office, because this is what I do. Your Roth IRAs. In fact, I had a meeting this week. You can do 2024 and 2025. That means you can do two Roth IRA contributions right now. Again, you have until April 15th to make that contribution. You see what I mean about tax planning, forward tax planning? How many of you are incorporating these ideas? In fact, two or three of these individuals had no tax-free money. And so when we're going into retirement, you know, there's this issue with these large IRAs and 401ks. Every penny is taxable at whatever the tax rate is. You have to take required minimum distributions down the road, whether you want the money or not. Got to pay tax on it. Could cause more of your Social Security to be taxable. Could cause your Medicare to be higher. And, of course, to the extent you don't pay for it, your children are going to pay for it, or your beneficiaries, whoever inherits that IRA, will pay the tax. Someone will. That is not true on a Roth. So what I'm saying is right now, if you have not contributed to 2024, make that a priority. $8,000 per person per year if you are 50 or over. And this couple that came in the other day, they are my clients now. We're working together, and I already set up the Roth. So this was a follow-up meeting. And so I showed them, look, you can each put $8,000 into your Roth for 2024. They are going to fund it. We're in the process of doing that. Guess what? We can do another $8,000 per person, or $16,000 for 2025. That is, add it up, $32,000 now. Now, keep in mind, they had zero. That's $32,000 now that was going to be in a Roth IRA that will grow the rest of their life tax-free. There's no required distributions, doesn't tax your Social Security, goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Tax rate on it is always zero. So that's just one move. I had a conversation with someone, and I offer why I say if you want to call in or go to our website, I've said it, and I do mean this, and I'll get into a question. Someone had sent me a question on required minimum distributions. I actually responded by email, and we spoke on the phone because I wanted to clarify some things there. But this other person, another individual who heard the show, said, hey, you just had some questions. And we spoke. You know, we spoke for about 15, 20 minutes. And you're free to, if you want to go to our website, if you have a specific question, because everybody's situation is unique. He had significant amounts, and I've talked about the five issues with large IRAs. You know, the larger RMDs, your spouse now will have to take it out, and they will be in an individual tax bracket, which means they may have to give away. Your children have to pay tax. There's issues, potential issues that we may be unaware of. But I suggested to this individual, here we go again. I said, he's working part-time. I said, why don't you make Roth IRA? So his income has gone down. Because, again, he's phasing into retirement. I said, again, those are the between you and your spouse, you can get $32,000 into a tax-free account. Oh, by the way, one other thing you can do, Roth conversions. He said, yeah, let me explain it. So I went through it. I said, you know, it'd be based on your tax bracket, I would suggest you start moving pretty significant amounts of money. He's maybe 60, 61. So he has quite a bit of runway here to start doing those, and he said he's probably going to do that. That was a 15-minute conversation. So guess what? Those were two ideas he's not currently doing that he's going to incorporate. So he's going to start slowly moving money over. In addition to the Roth contributions, which, by the way, you can do at any age. By the way, you can do it even if you're contributing to a 401k, and you can do it if you're not working. If one spouse is working, in this case, he's working, his wife is not. But guess what? He can also make contributions for both of them. So when I get back to this thing about what are you doing right now, and think about it, again, that's money that's tax-free forever. Reduces his RMDs because he's moving money out of his IRA for future. So this is what we call future tax planning. Unfortunately, most people just file their taxes every April with the help of an accountant or CPA. And aside from some obvious deductions, they might have saved a few bucks. You know, it's what's done is done. When we give money away, that's money that it will never grow for us for the rest of our life. And so this is significant when we talk about some of these ideas. So I'm going to offer this tax planning packet. It's got the seven ideas to getting to tax-free. I've only given you a couple. It also has what's called taking control of your taxes. This is some great information in our worksheets. We'll get all that out to you if you want it. 630-864-6711. Again, that's our tax planning packet. But more than that, let me make another offer here. And I've talked about it before, you know, as far as everybody's situation is unique. And I think this is a great opportunity to really take advantage. There's things we can try to do before April, but there's also things we can look at and understand where we stand today. I always say throw everything in a box. Because it's about having a plan. Achieving the savings goal, hey, that's great. But it's what you do with the money that really matters. Do you have a plan? Are you going to get the most from your Social Security? We're talking more about just reducing taxes, because then you get more of your Social Security tax-free. What about paying for health care, generating income? So, you know, if you want to get a second opinion, just so you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything, that's why I'm going to put something together just for our loyal listeners today. We will create a retirement game plan for you. It's called your retirement roadmap. It's customized for your specific situation, and we won't charge you a dime. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 for your customized, complete retirement plan, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. To schedule a time right on our website. You'll meet with us. We'll go through all this. You will walk out of here with a plan, and I hopefully lower stress, more certainty and clarity, and confidence. Coming up, I do want to get into some more ideas as it relates to taxes. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what do you do with a windfall when you get it, and we may also get into some of the things on the market. You're listening to Tom Fortino on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a complete retirement planning firm. We provide everything from active portfolio management, income planning, tax planning, estate planning, asset protection. Those are the five pillars of your plan. You know my credo. It's about being complete, having those five pillars of your plan. Do you have those in place? If I pose the question, what is the income plan? How are you going to generate income the rest of your life? What about taxes? How do you get more of it tax-free? I've given you some ideas already. We talked about doing more of this tax planning. You know, I posed the question, is it something you just do every April and not look at it again? We have this terrible relationship. You know, do you want to make the IRS a bigger partner in your retirement planning? And so it's so critical to do part of this. Look, I'm an investment advisor representative, right? We do, that means we're licensed and we do active portfolio management. I'm also insurance licensed on the life insurance and the health insurance and annuities and all those, long-term care. So we, you know, we're licensed on those sides, and that's what we do. But I look at all these other things, right? There's this, what I call this domino effect. One quick example I'll give you. You know, we talk about, you know, getting more money into tax-free. Well, how does that relate? It's a lot of things, but just your taxes and your income, I mean, they're kind of hand in glove. Your Social Security up to 85%. We talk about Social Security, retirement accounts, pensions. Well, they all have one thing in common. They're taxable. And so your Social Security benefit, which we're going to get into in a little bit, you know, it's up to 85% is taxable. So if between you and your spouse, you have $60,000 of Social Security and $50,000 of it is taxable, well, you may have to turn around and give $12,000 back to the government. You're not getting $60,000. You're getting $48,000. That's what you're netting. Do you know if most of your money or all your money was in a Roth, you would get all of your Social Security tax-free? Every penny. Every penny. That's a true statement. So I'm not saying you're going to get there, but why wouldn't we try to get there or start that process? So this is why this stuff is, when I talk about this domino effect, then of course, you know, to the extent your children inherit assets, well, the Roth goes tax-free to them too. Pretty good thing. But that's not just all it is, but you know, it is just part of the investment. We talk about tax diversification. What do you own in your Roth versus your IRAs? There's things that you want to do there. We want to talk about some ideas here. Let me talk about something else here as it relates to your retirement accounts and some other things that you might want to be aware of. You know, I'm sorry, not your retirement accounts, your income tax. You know, you're getting these 1099s. And so here, it's kind of this. The good news is, and we don't know how long this is going to last, but interest rates, obviously you're getting higher interest, something that's kind of been, hasn't happened in a long time. By the way, I'm sorry if I didn't give the number. If you want that tax planning packet or you want to schedule a time, I offered that. It's got the tax-free strategies plus the report that we did not too long ago, which outlines tax. It's called Taking Control of Your Taxes. We include that. That's the packet. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to get that information. And really take advantage, put yourself in a better position down the road. There's things in there you can start doing where I am confident you will say 4 or 5 years, well, immediately, but also certainly down the road, boy, I'm glad I did this because now I'm in a better spot today. I'm going to talk about, again, what's happening now because you're getting the 1099s. I know you're probably throwing them in an envelope or whatever. You're collecting them. But, and as I said, you're getting interest. Well, if you're getting let's say you get 4% interest on something, that's great. That is terrific. But keep in mind, if you have to turn around and give 30% away, well, that's 1.2% on that. You're not getting 4, you're getting 2.8. Okay, so these are the 1099s. As I mentioned before, we like to call them the I'm telling on you form, because you get one, the IRS gets one. Right, so the bank, if they're sending it to you, or a brokerage account, it goes both places. But my point is, this is very common, and this is again another example where you're getting income. Your partner's part of this. You got to share. Well, I ask this question fairly often. This is why when I say people come in, I say bring your tax returns. Let's look through them. We'll uncover so many things there. You'll see how much of your Social Security is taxable. I don't know if it's line 5A, 5B. It's changed. But it's on the tax return. We'll find out what your gross income, what's your marginal tax bracket. But a lot of times I'll see on their Schedule B, you got all this interest income. Well, and I'll ask the question, are you using this for income? No. Well, then why are you creating income and paying tax on it and giving more money to the government? So there are strategies that you can use where a couple things. Number one, these are typically things I would tell you to own in your IRA because now you control the income. It's tax deferred. Even better, there's ways to do it tax-free. Okay? And so I don't know if anyone you're getting these having these conversations, but you see how critical it is? Now the money is growing in your pot. The money is growing in your investments. Is that going to make a difference down the road? I think so. Is that going to keep more money in your pocket? I think so. So there are ways. I mean, there's tax-free, there's tax-free. But there are ways and strategies where you can put this money or place it into strategies, as I said, that will the money still has potential to grow, but grow tax-deferred or tax-free. And by the way, to the extent you don't use that money, it goes tax-free to your children. So, again, these are things that we can incorporate into our planning where now that's when I talk about taking control of your taxes and that information that I offer you, things that we can start to incorporate. So now think about it. I'm doing Roth contributions. I'm doing Roth conversions. I didn't mention health savings account. I think you have until April to fund your health savings accounts. Consider some of these things. Health savings accounts, I've seen articles that call it the triple tax-free strategy. But you can put, you know, I'm trying to think what the numbers are. I don't have them right in front of me here, but I think a family can put up $7,000 or $8,000 into these. Individuals, $3,000 to $4,000. Those numbers are right around there. But my point is, you can put money into an account that you get a tax deduction for putting it in. This is a health savings account, and it grows tax free. And when you use it for healthcare, it's tax free. So you get a tax deduction going in. It grows tax free, and you can pull out tax free. Again, how many of you are doing this? Do you think you'll have healthcare expenses in retirement? Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice to pull that money out of a tax-free account? Never put it on your 1040 and have it not impact your Social Security, have it not impact your Medicare premiums. Wouldn't that be good? This is just one of these ideas. That's why when I say the seven ideas to getting to tax-free, that report I offered, that's in here. And then understanding how to control some of your taxes. If you're generating income that you don't use, you're paying, again, you're unnecessarily paying taxes. And again, it may be impacting other aspects, whether it's your net investment income, that's another tax. We don't need to get into that. But I'm pretty confident that if we sat down and we went through it, not only could we talk about ways to minimize taxes today, we could talk about ways to put you in a better position down the road. And that's why I offer these reports. I can't get into everything today, and it's kind of hard sometimes to talk numbers over the radio and marginal tax brackets and so on. So I want to offer that information to you. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download reports. I offer the tax planning packet. We will send it out to you, and you can sit down. There are things, I'm very confident, there are things that you will be able to incorporate out of that that will make a difference in your planning and your retirement going forward. So if you want those, that information, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to get that information. Also, as I mentioned before, for those of you that are serious, that really want to take a look at your situation, your personal situation, your customized planning for you, that's why I offer this. As I said before, just to ensure you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything. Because, you know, one little thing, we talk about this domino effect. It could cost a lot of money over time. The Social Security decisions, all of these things. That's why I said I put something together for you. If you want to come in, we call it a free retirement game plan for you. It's your retirement roadmap, and it's customized for your situation. Let's not procrastinate. And it's a customized plan that addresses everything as far as your taxes and retirement, IRAs, paying for health care, generating income, and more. Give us a call if you want to take advantage of this. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to schedule a time to come on in. We can do it as well as we can do a Zoom meeting, whatever works for you. You can go to our website as well, alphawealthgroup.com. Give us a call. Coming up, we have a lot more to get into. I want to talk about some ideas in the market, income planning, maybe some other ideas on taxes. You're some Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. We do everything from investment planning, tax planning, estate planning, everything that I think as complete as possible to cover areas. And we try to cover as much as we can each week, just touch upon some topics. As I always say, I want to give you actionable items. We've talked about a number of topics today, whether it's doing some moves to Roth conversions, Roth IRA contributions. I talked about HSAs. some ideas on minimizing your taxes, taking a look at your tax returns this year. Let's be proactive. Are you generating income that you could, there's maybe some tax-free ideas there instead of, you know, giving more money to the government. So, and I offered that packet. If you want the tax planning packet, that was available to you. So, yeah, those are things, again, we also have a class coming up. But if you want to give us a call for any of that, 630-864-6711, if you want to schedule a time, or if you want to just chat. And as I gave you the example, I just spoke with someone the other day. I'm happy to spend 15, 20 minutes just chatting on the phone. Maybe it's something that's specific to you. So that's available. Or you go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We have our classes are up there now. We're adding them each month. The New Reality in Our Retirement is the name of the class if you want to attend that. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can download reports. So that's all available to you. Again, I want to be a resource for you. This was an interesting article, so I'm going to move into this other topic, again, that really relates to your planning, We talked about this before. Listen to this. Joe Biden is a private citizen. We know that. He's about to discover the power of guaranteed income. Biden will receive not one, but two pensions. As a former president, he'll get more than $246,000 annually, plus another $166,000 for serving as a member of Congress. That's a total of $413,000 per year. Pretty good. Not bad. That's why we talk about pensions as being a great thing. What's interesting is, I thought too, as well, is the pensions end at death. And so really this covers a couple areas. When we talk about income planning, okay, we spent some time on tax planning. As I said, they do relate, of course, because the more income I can get tax-free, the better. But, you know, it's not just creating income in retirement, but what happens if you pass away? Okay, we've talked about the Social Security decision. So let's go through some of these. And then I just want to focus a little bit on what happens for those of us that are married, too, during your lifetime as well. But when you decide on when to take Social Security, I had a couple in here this week. He's still working. He's probably going to work three more years. He'll be close to 70 when he retires. He's going to sell. He has a business. And so he's going to defer. He's having plenty of income right now. You could take Social Security at full retirement age, whether it's, let's say, 67. The penalty goes away. But he's going to wait. So he could turn on Social Security now, but he doesn't need it. And so I know some people will say you get advice to take it, but here's why it probably makes sense for him. He's going to wait till 70. That means it could be, you know, as I said, I'm just giving you ballpark numbers. His benefit could be close to $5,000 a month. That's $60,000, whereas today it might be $4,000, you know, $40,000. So that's a $10,000 to $12,000 difference for the rest of his life if he defers. And by the way, in this example we talked about with Biden's pension going away when he passes away, I still think his wife is going to be okay. I think they will be fine. But the point is, we talk about, what about the survivor? This is part of your income plan. You know what happens when you pass away? If I pose that question, what would you tell me? Right? Because one of the Social Securities goes away. That's just a fact. And so it's the smaller one. So in this example, this client, they're going to wait till 70. That's a higher benefit, not only for his life, but it goes to his spouse. So it's for both of their lives. Do you see why when we just talk about part of your income planning, it's not just about, and that's why I talk about asset protection. You're an asset. So we can create the income, but now how do we protect it for both your lifetimes? So that's a decision that you should consider. When we talk about the Social Security decision, and this is something we do as a firm, we run the analysis, we go through, you're never going to get a perfect answer, but you need to do the due diligence up front. It's the same thing with your pension. When I have people come in, I say, get your pension information. Because there's there could be a survivor benefit. It could be 50%, 75%, 100%. It might be zero. Are you aware of that? Because the last thing we want to do is we pass away and then our spouse, a Social Security goes away, a pension is reduced or goes away. So I'm just giving you the other aspects of it. These are things to consider when you're looking at your income plan. It's not just about trying to maximize the Social Security decision, which we've talked about, but what about what happens when we pass away. Estate planning is part of it, but it's also protecting for the spouse. The other part I've talked about, you know, multiple times too, is annuities. You can set up annuities that give a joint lifetime income. Again, I just had him. This is someone totally different. Had a meeting this week. Again, he just started his Social Security, 70 years old. It's going to be, again, around that 5,000 number. His wife is still working. She's going to take hers in a few more years. That may be another 30,000. They have an annuity that currently, you know, will give them, I think it's close to 30,000 a year. And that's a joint lifetime income. So think about this example. And they're not taking it now, and this is the way they typically work. The income goes up every year you defer. So it'll be higher next year, and it'll be higher next year, and they're probably going to wait two or three more years until she stops working. But think about it. They're going to have his Social Security. These are two of those three incomes are going to stay for both their lifetimes. The Social Security, his, the higher one, which is close to $60,000, plus the annuity, which when they, by the time they take it, could be close to $35,000. That's $95,000 of the income that will stay for both their lifetimes. See how this works? So there's layers to how you create an income plan. It's not only creating the income to last for both your lifetimes, but also to the survivor. So the Social Security survivor benefit, the pension survivor benefit, maybe have an annuity that has a joint lifetime income. In addition to that, you may want to consider life insurance. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. I know people say, hey, you know, I'm to a certain age, the kids are grown, the house is paid off, and that's great. But again, there may be a purpose for it to say, hey, if I pass away, I know my spouse, life insurance is income tax free. Yes, my pension may go away. Yes, my Social Security will be reduced. But guess what? My spouse is going to get, you know, $300,000 income tax free that they can use for the rest of their life. This is called that protection piece. I talk about the five pillars. One of those pillars is the protection piece, protecting against these events. What happens if I pass away? What happens if I have a long-term illness? Not the most exciting part of retirement planning, but have you looked at these things? And this is what, it's kind of like chicken soup. It doesn't hurt. Let's learn about these things so we don't get blindsided and then we're in a position where we don't have options. And so I just wanted to bring those ideas up to you and just think about this is the approach we take when we look at your plan. Remember I talked about the five pillars? We've covered a little bit on taxes. We're in that season. I just want, while it's in our minds and we're dealing with it, let's really deal with it. We talk about the income planning and then the asset protection piece. Those are three pieces of your five pillars. Investments, which hopefully we get a chance to talk a little bit about. And then, of course, the estate planning. That's it. So if you want some of this information, of course, we'll always send it out to you. I mentioned the income planning packet, which I think I offered last week and the week before, the tax planning packets. We can put those together for you so you can sit down, mark them up, read through them. If you have questions, you can reach out to me. We'll get that out to you. There's no cost or obligation. For those that I really want to do a deep dive and do a full analysis, we'll test your plan. You'll know where you stand. You'll walk out of here with ideas and a complete retirement roadmap. We'll probably uncover some things you were totally unaware of. And you can start being proactive. And I think that's important. And hopefully, as I've said before, reduce the stress, provide clarity, and have confidence in your retirement planning. It will be time well spent. So if either way we can help you, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I do want to get into some other ideas. Well, it is Super Bowl weekend. There's actually some things there that may impact you, some ideas on that or analogies we'll draw from that. And of course, maybe if we get a chance, we'll talk about the market as well. You're listening to Tom Fortina here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortina, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. You know, it's our goal every week to get into some ideas that, you know, may hopefully they apply to you. Most of them, I think they do, and you can put them into play, and it makes a difference in your planning. As I say, I always try to give you ideas that will make a difference. If nothing else, get you motivated to start taking a look at your situation, because procrastination is the worst. You know, we have these arguments, what's the most important aspect? Well, income planning, I would say that's certainly in the parts of, or, you know, creating income you can't outlive, yes. But you can't start the process until you create a plan, and procrastination is the killer. So, you know, this is the call to action. Take advantage of some of the information. I'm confident that you will come away with some ideas. I offered the tax planning packet that gets into the tax-free strategy, that gets into understanding your tax returns and taking control of your taxes. Those are separate reports. We'll send that out to you, and so you can start to, as I said, take control. I'm telling you, when you start some of these things, it becomes infectious. You just become more engaged, and it's a lot. And uncertainty is not good, right? Whether it's uncertainty in the markets and your investments, uncertainty in your retirement. Hey, where do I stand? We can start to clarify some of those things. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. If you want to go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, there's reports you can download. We have a library there. You can sign up for our classes. Go to that page. There's no cost or obligation to any of this. If you want to sign up for our newsletter, or you just want to schedule a time to chat or meet in person, you know, I said it will be time well spent. This is interesting. The Chiefs, as we know, and the Eagles are at the Super Bowls this weekend. Now, I won't get into the fact, I may have mentioned it before, I'm originally born and raised near Detroit, so I'm a Lions fan. People will say, well, how disappointing. Honestly, I've been living this my whole life. Lions haven't been. I know it sounds crazy, but I wasn't that disappointed. It's like, it's almost expected. Maybe Cubs fans can relate to this, or, you know, it's like, okay. They're only one of four teams that have never been in the Super Bowl. And they're one of the oldest teams in the NFL, so that's not an excuse. Their last championship was 1957, long before there was a Super Bowl. It's insanity. Anyway, the Chiefs face the Eagles, of course. And win or lose, the players get a big bonus. Members of the winning team will get $171,000 each. That's just for the Super Bowl. The losers receive $96,000. And if you add up the previous games, because obviously there's playoff games to get to the Super Bowl, each player will get $357,000 total. So, wow. So what's the takeaway? Well, start teaching your kid to play football. No, I'm kidding. The point is just some of these things. What would you do, I guess the question, if you had a windfall in addition to your income? And we won't get into this. Whatever the numbers are, it's not uncommon. In fact, I just spoke with someone. They're getting a bonus. So when you get a bonus, which is a chunk of money that you might get over and above your wages, what do you do with that? Maybe there's an inheritance. I come across this all the time. We can talk a little bit about estate planning, too. What do you do? What are your options? And so, you know, we can talk about, I would say first, you know, you want to reevaluate your plan. How big is the windfall? Will it allow you to retire earlier than expected, right? Perhaps you can work less or do a different job. So this is important, again, depending on the windfall. I shouldn't call it windfall. Whatever the money is that you receive. Should you pay down debt? Well, that's not a bad idea. You can eliminate some of the high interest. But then where would we invest it? And so, you know, my mantra is, as far as tax-free, certainly the Roth IRAs. You know, you can contribute to the Roth IRAs, add money to it. If you're 50 or over, that's $8,000 each. I told you you're in this window now between now and the April where you can do 2024 and 2025. That's $32,000 you can put towards your retirement in a tax-free account, $8,000 each for each year if you're married. That will never be taxed the rest of your life. Wouldn't that be a good thing? And then you invest in the market. These are all types of things you can do. Just things to think about when you get these monies. You can put it into a brokerage account, too. Just stand. There are no limits to that if you just want to invest and purchase certain investments. And, you know, there are limits on, or you want to max out your 401k. You know, you could use this. What you can do is you can take money from your check, obviously, because that comes out of your check every week. But take a look. Say, maybe I'm going to start pulling more money out of my check, and then I'll bank this money and I'll use that to replace my paycheck as I'm putting more money into these retirement accounts. There's just a lot of different things we can do. And so I wanted to just give you some thoughts of, this was from a Forbes article, Smart Ways to Manage a Financial Windfall. There's also giving to others, right? If you're in a situation, I need to correct, it's $19,000. So you can gift up to $19,000 per person per year. There was someone we just met with, it was this week. I come across these, obviously I can give you examples on all of these things. They are selling their business. There's going to be some monies, and maybe there's some inheritance too, they were asking me, they wanted to buy a vehicle for one of their children. And they said they had two. So they said, well, we're probably going to have to buy one for the other child, too. And because we can't just do it for one. And so I explained the gift tax rules. They said, what can we do as far as, well, it's up to $19,000 as of 20. Last year was 18. It's $19,000 this year. Each parent can give $19,000 per person per year. Well, that's $38,000 they can give to one child, $38,000 to another child. Hopefully that's enough to buy a car. Certain cars, right? It's insane, the value of cars. But there's no tax reporting on this. And we can get into a whole thing about gift tax and estate tax. But the point is, those are things that you can potentially do with that money. You can gift it, you know, if you want to take the money, you can use that money instead of gifting it directly to a child. You can set up a trust and gift it to the trust and maybe even buy insurance in that trust. So now they get the money's income and estate tax free. Wouldn't that be nice? So many things and so many ideas, again, depending on your situation, but I thought I would just touch upon that. It's almost like with the Super Bowl, don't worry about the loser. They're going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars. But anyway, I guess that's okay. We ordered we got the ribs going. My wife told me to call ahead of time and order some ribs. So we always make an excuse to eat poorly on Super Bowl Sunday. Hopefully it'll be a good game. I hope that some of these ideas were helpful to you as we talk about tax planning and income planning and these other strategies. If, in fact, you do receive a bonus or there's extra funds and you're wondering where to put them, certainly if we set up a list of priorities, whether it's paying down debt, you know, contributing to plans, that's really important because you're putting money away for your future. I guess that would be how we would prioritize things. There's other things that you can look at doing, whether it's gifting strategies, keeping some of it liquid. All of these things are part of it, but this is all part of the plan. But it's just one piece of your overall plan, and that's why I talk about looking at your overall plan. And for those of you that want to get information, certainly give us a call. If you want to schedule a time with me, you can give us you can either give us a call or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll get into the income planning. We'll take a look. We'll test your plan based on your goals. You'll know where you stand. We'll look at tax planning strategies that you can put in place today and put yourself in a better position down the road. This is good stuff. It'll be a fun meeting. You'll walk out of here with items and ideas that you may not be incorporating now that will make a difference at a minimum. Moreover, though, you'll have what I say a complete customized retirement plan for you, and I think that's a great, great thing. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want any of the information, you want to schedule a time, go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. I hope this was some good information for you today. We're back next week at the same time, same station. Everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.